Yes, you are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, as metropoles like Ikruleni are looking at water shedding, trade union COSATU says the ongoing water scarcity across the country demands a proactive approach by all social partners and stakeholders. COSATU says it noted the concerning reports about dwindling water supplies across the country because of the ongoing drought in the country and the impact it will have on people in the country. We speak to COSATU's Sizwe Pamela. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Thank you for joining us. What impact is the water shortage having on our country, especially as the situation is worsening?
Well, COSATU has been having, we have an ongoing campaign called the Back to Basics and Listening Campaign. When we visited some of the workplaces in and around Joburg, but also in the province of Northwest, we were shocked to discover that there was no water on the days we visited there. Workers were struggling really because the toilets were closed, so they could not necessarily use the toilets and they had no access to water. So for us, this is very troubling because what we discussed when we engaged with the management, they had very little control over that situation because they were saying that it's the municipality really that keeps switching water on and off. And when we engaged the municipality, they explained that the drought situation is not just in Gauteng, but it's all over the country. So, which is what prompted the Federation to make this call to say, we foresee some difficulties ahead. So we are calling on all stakeholders to really take this issue seriously and play their role. Communities have to take ownership really in terms of saving water and make sure that they report leaking taps, they stop really misusing water. But also municipalities, workers, all of us have the responsibility of really being proactive because this is going to affect our economy and our health going forward.
Yes, absolutely. There are far-reaching consequences of this, undoubtedly. Now, the problem that it seems to be is that despite the numerous calls for South Africans to use water sparingly, we do not see people taking heed of the warnings.
Well, yes, that is true, because in our engagement, we did get reports really to say most communities, the suburban elite, what they do is that they water their lawns and they fill up their swimming pools, while people in poor communities, they do not report leaking taps, and you find that some of them actually do leave their taps running, and some of them do steal water, and in the process damage the infrastructure. So all of us are guilty of this, and which is why, as COSATU, we think that at a government level, government needs to bring together all social partners and stakeholders and to do something about it, especially municipalities. We do really believe that they have to put resources to make sure that not only are they educating communities and managers in the workplaces in how to go about saving water, but at the same time, they do put some enforcement measures to make sure that those who are not heeding this call are held accountable for their failures.
Is water preservation the responsibility? Is it fine to look at the reasons why we are sitting with the problem? There's the aging infrastructure and the rain that just stays away. But at the end of the day, we are sitting with a drought situation and we'll have to deal with that.
Well, indeed, we do have to deal with that. South Africa has got water scarcity issues. But now, when you consider the issues of global warming, we also need to start engaging and having a sober debate about the impact of global warming in this country, because last year we were talking about this very same drought, and 12 months later, the very little has changed. We need to start engaging and acknowledging that we do need to actually explore other avenues, including water desalination and also helping rural communities by digging more boreholes. We do need to start encouraging those with resources to put them forward, especially in the big business. But we also need to start having municipalities think out of the box. So which is why we think that the government needs to bring all social partners to engage, because we might be shocked to discover that this is going to be with us for quite some time going forward. So we have to be prepared now.
Yes, absolutely. We need to prepare ourselves for that. In terms of, you know, the facilities, we understand that you want health facilities in schools given priority status where water allocation is concerned. Tell us more about that.
Well, when we were engaging with the clinics, especially rural clinics and other hospitals, they did point out that any time when they are struggling to have access to water in areas with high human concentration, that has as a result, especially in health facilities. Some of the nurses were members of NEHA were telling us to say, you look at the people who come in here, at the number of diseases that they have, and if these people are unable to access facilities, sanitation facilities, but also if they cannot have water to properly wash linen and clean their equipment, that is actually very dangerous. So we were saying that any community institution, be it a school or a clinic or any institution where there's higher concentration of individuals on any given time, we have to prioritize those because we are likely to have the outbreak of diseases today.
We appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Thank you very much for chatting to us, Sizwe. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, so there are different things that we need to continue looking at. We have the campaign that is currently on Radio Islam that we have titled, and this is on our Radio Islam, that let's work miracles, every drop counts. That is the important message. And we've put up a badge on the Radio Islam website where you can download the badge and you can use it as your social media. Save water and join the Every Drop campaign. With a click of the button, add the badge to your profile pic. Tell us how much you've saved. Together, drops can turn into liters, undoubtedly. So, yes, we'd like you to be part of that campaign. And you can be part of that campaign by visiting the Radio Islam website and clicking on the buttons and adding that badge to your social media profiles.